He's in a f***ing tracksuit. He can't even afford a suit anymore.
The Notorious today. Conor McGregor going after the money problems for Floyd Mayweather. We found out before the press conference, Floyd owes the IRS $22 million. And then he was flaunting a $100 million uncashed check, allegedly, in front of the world, which doesn't make a lot of sense if you have IRS problems. But day one of the Mac Mayweather World Tour. Interesting stuff. Mark Raimondi from MMA Fighting joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Mark, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Matt. I'm live from LAX Airport, about to get on a plane to Toronto for the second stop on this wonderful Mac World Tour.
All right, I got a lot of questions. Let's start with today, though. let's start with what happened today. And first, with Ariel, what happened with Ariel Helwani, who was your coworker at MMAfighting.com, who once again has had UFC problems with Dana White. I saw a video that one of my former coworkers shot of all the media all in a line waiting to get into Staples Center, and there was Ariel, so he was expecting to walk in. When did Ariel find out he was not going to be allowed to be at the press conference?
He was there. He was at the press conference.
Oh, he was there. He just wasn't allowed to work for Showtime.
The issue was that he was hired by Showtime to work this world tour on their broadcast, and again, this is first what Ariel told me. The UFC asked Showtime or leveraged Showtime into no longer hiring him, but essentially firing him from that job over the next 4 days. But he was still there for MMAfighting.com today.
Okay, so he was there. So I misunderstood the tweet that he said. Because he said I would be there tomorrow for Toronto in New York. I was under the assumption that meant he was not going to be there today in L.A.
No, he was there. He's there, good. And he's at the airport as well. And he's on his way to Toronto tonight, same as me.
Oh, phenomenal. Okay, so that's unfortunate, but it's not nearly as big of a story as I thought it was going to be, obviously, with him being kicked out of a press conference like we had that last time with the UFC situation. Mm-hmm. But again, this is not the UFC's event. So is it surprising to see the UFC decide to get involved like that?
Well, it's a shame. I mean, I think they kind of overstepped, but obviously they still have some leverage. But Showtime, they have their fighter, Conor McGregor, in the matchup, obviously.
Right.
And, you know, there's obviously some bad relationship, and Dana White doesn't seem to like Ariel Helwani very much, and he is not afraid to let people know that in ways like this.
Unfortunately, unfortunate. Mark Raimondi, MMAfighting.com, joining us. So Dana wasn't all bad today. Dana saved the event because the event was off the rails boring until Dana White took to the podium. Did the UFC have any say? Did you guys hear about any involvement that the UFC may have had in preparing the actual event itself today?
This was very much a boxing press conference. It was not a UFC press conference. It was set up like most boxing press conferences were. The UFC's entire PR staff was there. They had a team there. They had a support staff there. Obviously, Dana White was there. So they were represented, certainly. But the actual production of the event, the setup of the event, the format, everything that happened backstage with the different press conferences, the print media and the video media, it was all a Showtime Mayweather promotion. Production.
How did you feel that the overall production went today?
It's very hard. From what I'm reading on social media, Matt, it seems like people were not in love with the way the press conference, the on-stage in-arena press conference was formatted. For us, actually there, I thought it was great because it separated the video reporters and the print reporters, and they don't usually do that for UFC press conferences. Everyone is kind of together. Mm-hmm. Bumping elbows and had to separate the print and the video, I thought was great. That's what boxing usually does, and I feel like we got more content out of it, but maybe the fans at home didn't get as great of an experience as a UFC production, because everything that they do is also for the fans at home on YouTube and so forth.
I couldn't get over, and I agree with you, I saw, you know, Dana White talking ahead of time, had a lot of interesting comments to the print media, and we got some good information out of those press conferences before the production went on stage, but that arena was pretty much, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, you were there, it felt like it was 95% Conor McGregor fans, thus UFC fans, and they were bored to tears by what they were watching.
The fans were definitely pro McGregor. I would say anywhere between 75% to 90% McGregor. I think that the fans that were there seemed to be having a good time, at least from from my perspective, it didn't seem like the fans at home watching were having as good of a time watching it. Just from me looking at social media, it seemed like there was a disconnect between the people who were in the arena and the people who were at home. I think the people in the arena actually had a pretty enjoyable time.
Then why did they boo?
They were booing Floyd Mayweather, A, and they were booing, I believe, the MGM Grand head who was talking. Now, that doesn't happen during a UFC press conference typically. There were 11,000 people there, and they were there to see Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, and they wanted to hear them talk, and they did not really care all that much about the MGM guy, unfortunately. But that's just how it is. It was a raucous crowd.
Yes.
And like you said, it was definitely a UFC fan crowd. And they're not used to that kind of format, so they were booing a little bit.
And then Connor brought up the point that I was making as well, is that why in the world would you put two of the best talkers on a single microphone at a podium to give a speech? That was incredibly awkward, and it seemed like Connor McGregor was caught off guard by that. He didn't care. He handled it. But do you think they may rethink that tomorrow and just allow these guys to have microphones in their hands to talk to each other?
I think they certainly could. They certainly could rethink that. But again, that was textbook boxing. That was what a boxing press conference usually looks like. It's not what Conor McGregor is used to, so it kind of came off awkward. He admitted that he wasn't ready. He didn't have any kind of a speech prepared. He wasn't prepared for a monologue. He thought he'd be going back and forth with Floyd Mayweather. There wasn't enough of that. That was certainly a failing. And I think that's what boxing press conferences look like. When McGregor's at a UFC press conference, he holds the floor and he has back and forth with people on the disc. There wasn't that type of thing today. I think that I hope they do kind of tweak it, because that is where McGregor is really at his best. And if you want to promote this fight, you need to put him. You need to give him a mic. You need to give Floyd a mic and just let them go.
And then whose idea was it?
If you saw Matt, there was actually a great exchange between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather Sr. backstage at the print media press conference. That wasn't aired live, but that was actually the best back and forth of the night. It was hilarious. Floyd Sr., he was very fired up back there.
Of course. But why would you give Conor, or at least why would you have Conor find a microphone and then cut the microphone off while Floyd was talking? If the idea is to draw interest and to get people excited about the fight, I don't get why you would take Conor McGregor, put him on a stage, and then not let him talk when it was obvious that he wanted to talk.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think that they were still falling back on that old boxing model of press conference. I'm not sure who gave McGregor the mic. I thought it was smart that they did, but then they quickly, like you said, turned it off. Now, if they were being fair, they should have given Floyd a mic while McGregor was talking, so
yes,
you know, he could have had the same interruption. But they could have let that go on for longer. They could have allowed, after the two speeches, they could have given time for both men to kind of go back and forth on the mic, you know, not interrupting one another's speeches, but to actually have the time, just the two of them, to talk to each other on the mic. I think it was a first stop on the tour. I think that they're probably going to do it differently. I'm sure they're hearing feedback right now about it, and I'm sure they're going to end up doing it. I mean, there are still three more days, so there's still time for them to correct that. But I think, yeah, I think fans were kind of waiting for that back and forth, and it never came.
You've seen Dana White be in a lot of different opportunities and moments in the spotlight. You ever see him like that?
Dana White, I think, is really enjoying this. I think he's really having, I know he said he's one and done with this type of thing, and I'm sure it's been very stressful for him because he has to, you know, run a whole fight organization plus this is a whole separate thing. But I think that he is enjoying it. I think that he is enjoying being a focal point of this promotion. I think, you know, people are looking to him for quotes. People are looking to him, for their coverage, and he's in the spotlight a little bit. And I think he's enjoying it. I think it's kind of bringing him back to the days where the UFC was still growing, and he was the biggest star on the day. So I think it's kind of bringing him back there.
I also think it's to the point where he's only focused on one fighter, and he has an adversary now. Where in the UFC he really can't choose sides. He can straight up look at his guy Connor and talk just about his one guy and pump him up, and not have to worry about offending the other side, right?
Right, he can be the promoter that he was earlier on. He's doing more of that now because there is that one focus. He doesn't have to promote a fight. He can promote the one fighter, and I think he's doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, I loved what he – I mean, he read the room perfectly because he spoke for about 15 seconds and gave the microphone to Connor because he knew what the entire crowd wanted. Now, as you guys head to Toronto, Mark, coming up tomorrow, are you anticipating – I mean, I thought today was supposed to be for Floyd because London's going to be for Connor. What do you think the crowd in Toronto is going to be like? Are we going to see mostly McGregor fans on this tour all 4 days?
Canada loves McGregor, so I really do believe that it's going to be McGregor in every stop. New York loves McGregor. There's a lot of Irish fans in New York, a lot of Irish Americans in New York. I think it's going to be McGregor the whole way. I think Floyd Mayweather is the heel, and Conor McGregor is the babyface on this whole tour, if I'm using a pro wrestling term.
Unbelievable. So who's the A-side, if you want to keep on using the analogy? Who's the A-side then?
The A-side is still Floyd Mayweather. It's boxing. This is his domain. He's the number one on the marquee. He's the last guy to get announced. It's still him. I think Conor McGregor can make the case for being a bigger global star now and a bigger pay-per-view draw, at least at this moment. I think he's hotter because Floyd's star is kind of cooled a little bit, but it's still Floyd Mayweather's game. It's still boxing. He's still the A-side.
All right, let you run on this. I'm going to catch a flight, Mark, to Toronto. But any thought that that 4-ounce glove declaration that Floyd said today could be acted on?
Absolutely not. I think that was just talk. I don't think he really wants anything to do with that. He also apparently told McGregor today when they were talking up there on the stage that he'd be ready to do an MMA fight after the boxing match, and I also think that's BS. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. That would be a disaster for Mayweather. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, listen, fly safe to Toronto. Enjoy the rest of the tour. Should be a lot of fun, Mark. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, man.
That's Mark Ramondi, MMAfighting.com. Definitely follow them for all their coverage of this unbelievable tour between Mayweather and McGregor.